CBSi in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gregory Copley, my colleague, is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, taking me to a part of the world I've never been, but I've certainly read about it, for heaven's sakes, my whole life, starting with Napoleon's invasion of Egypt and his ambition to conquer the Middle East. That failed. And now the European powers and the United States are looking to attach themselves to Egypt, and yet maybe not, because, Gregory, you report, and in choosing sides, Ethiopia can look to the UAE and Saudi Arabia and maybe France as an offset for Egypt, or are they playing both sides?
Well, there's no question that Ethiopia will can count on the support of the UAE and Saudi Arabia, both of whom have great interests in the security of the Red Sea. France, yes. France was very close to the Sisi government in Egypt when the U.S. was losing traction there, and France sold a number of warships, four stealth corvettes, one large frigate. They were supposed to sell two. They sold 24 very advanced Rafale fighters to the Egyptian Air Force, but then it all stopped. And basically, I should say, you had, at that time, you had the U.S. and the United Kingdom both unequivocally supporting Egypt. But you know that the Egyptians stopped buying any defense equipment and major capital items from the United States from over the past 6 years or so. Or six, 8 years. So basically, even though the U.S. has got nothing out of this, they keep hoping they're going to get back in a solid relationship with Egypt, Britain and U.S. The French, however, took advantage of it, sold a lot of equipment to Egypt, but at the same time, they did build great relationships with a post-TPLF Ethiopia, with the new Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed Ali. And in fact, the French are committed to helping Ethiopia rebuild the Ethiopian Navy, which would imply, of course, that Ethiopia will have access to seaports on the Red Sea, which they will. So the Egyptian government, just yesterday, or May 3rd, actually, gave a contract to the French for an additional 30 Rafale fighters. That's about $4.5 billion worth. So the Egyptians are attempting, if you like, to make sure that the Ethiopian, the French know which side their croissant is buttered on. But there's no question that France is taking a broader view. It's not going to be governed by Secretary Blinken's approach, which is, if you like, Obama-esque and Clinton-esque in trying to intervene. The French don't want to see that. For France, Ethiopia is critical, and so is Djibouti. And we have to remember, and most Americans forget, Djibouti was part of Ethiopia, just like Hong Kong was part of China and ultimately was returned to China. Djibouti is talking about returning to Ethiopia. France has its most critical foreign legion and air force bases in Africa in Djibouti. And so Djibouti, Ethiopia, are critical to France in its power projection, both east of Suez and into the African continent. So,
and if I remember correctly, the Chinese have a military presence in Djibouti. Is that correct?
Thanks to really, really poor diplomacy by then-Secretary of State John Kerry in 2014, 2015. He went into to Djibouti, met with President Gala, and then came out and in a press conference in Djibouti said he would not tolerate, the U.S. would not tolerate President Gala getting another term in office. Well, you can imagine you go to someone's home and then threaten them. So President Gala responded immediately. Within hours, he was on the phone with Xi Jinping and said, boy, have I got a base for you. Oh, yes, there are some U.S. special forces there operating in this little place on the Gulf of Tadjoura in Djibouti, but we'll kick them out and we'll make that a naval and air base for the People's Liberation Army. And that was in advance of any expectation that the People's Republic of China had, but that was too good an offer for them to pass up. So they actually built this base. They've now extended the port facilities there so that it's capable of taking and supporting a PLA Navy carrier strike group.
Gregory, is Prime Minister Abiy of Ethiopia aware of these forces of European and American and Chinese around him, swimming around Ethiopia, looking for Ethiopia to either win or be broken up? Does he know all of this?
He does, but he is so much under pressure that he is ignoring the bigger picture. He has not really attempted to understand or negotiate with Egypt. My view is that President Sisi of Egypt is looking for a way out of this, but he's looking for a victory. And the Ethiopians are not giving him a victory. They don't even seem to understand what the Egyptians are asking. They think that what the Egyptians are asking about on the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is something like engineering questions, and they keep giving engineering answers. But what the Egyptians are looking for is for that grand bargain. So, and President Sisi, to his credit, has tried to negotiate with them, but Abiy just doesn't seem to get it, and his people don't get it. They're old, literally, the people around him are mostly the old Marxists from the Ancien Regime. And, one of them, you know, whether it's Abiy or Sisi, is going to have to start rebuilding the Sadat-like thing where he goes and proposes some massive peace deal, which could be done, because if you combine, if you have a peace deal, the Nile water thing is easy to deal with in a grand strategic perspective, but you then can create an incredible trading block of Ethiopia and Egypt, which you can ring in the Sudanese easily. And this could give Egypt a great victory, and it could give Ethiopia a great victory as well. The problem remains that Egypt has always been uncomfortable with a strong Ethiopia. This was overcome by Emperor Haile Selassie until he was overthrown in 1974 and murdered the next year. But Haile Selassie and President Gamal Abdel Nasser of Egypt were able to construct a lot of good things together. But if you had Abiy and Sisi taking this leap into the future, they could absolutely turn this on its ear and create a great victory. The problem is that the European powers, or France excluded, the UK and the US, are totally sort of missing the point on that. They are locked in the old perceptions.
We have a minute, Gregory. Is there an honest broker anywhere, anybody who would be trusted by Cairo and Ethiopia?
Well, I believe that the best broker on this would be the Ethiopian crown in exile, run by the president of the Crown Council, Prince Hermias Sali Selassie, Haile Selassie. He is a person of international renown. He is certainly well above politics in Ethiopia, and he has the respect of the Coptic Church in Alexandria, the Egyptian Coptic Church, as well as the Ethiopian community. He could do it if he was given the platform.
And the final question with less than 30 seconds, and if the U.S. or the Europeans intervene, we have a catastrophe. Is that correct?
An absolute catastrophe. That would be a field day for Russia and China to offer a countervailing intervention.
I think we have a villain on the scene. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.